so our organization could get more usable photos for our website, our social media, and our marketing campaigns that kind of cross our domestic market in the U.S. This year, we made it a lot more easy to access, first off. Just right when you go to the homepage of bbrsda.com, there's a photo contest tab. And then within that, it lets you put your name, your information on there, and submit your photos into five different categories.
What are the qualifications for participating?
So our requirements for participating is that you just need to be involved with salmon in Bristol Bay in some way. So whether you are set netting or you're drifting, or even if you're just doing subsistence fish, like from Port Hayden all the way up to Lake Iliamna, please enter the photo contest with any pictures regarding commercial fishing or just salmon in some way. So a couple categories that we have that just to give people a kind of a taste of what we're looking for is Bristol Bay sockeye, of course. We always love pictures of fish, bright fish, schools of fish underwater, fillets, close-ups, smoked fish, anything that's like sockeye-centric and focused on that. We also really like to get photos of people and portraits of the hardworking men and women in the fisheries and the communities around here, and preferably holding or posing with beautiful sockeye salmon. Last year, we got a lot of really great submissions of people holding salmon, but they all were king salmon. And, you know, it's kind of hard to brand Bristol Bay sockeye salmon on a portrait of someone holding up a king salmon. So what we're really looking for this year with portraits is people holding sockeye. That really connects with our market and the consumers when they see our fishermen or people holding sockeye. Community, and so that's just fishermen with others. I know this year it's a little bit difficult because COVID's going on. Like, I think as fishermen, we're so used to, you know, having our boatyard get-togethers or our beach bonfires, but, you know, for these community photos, we're pretty much looking for anything like boat life, beach life, indigenous life, cannery life, just showing us some sense of the community that we have here in Bristol Bay. The fourth one that we have is landscape and nature. Of course, all those Bristol Bay sunrises and sunsets that we come to love so much. Mountains down in Ugaliseh, the bluffs all over the place. We love to get some scenery pictures as well to include. And then the last one is action. So action shots can be anything from hanging nets to tying up, picking fish, throwing buoys, fishing the line. We know that fishermen and people here are always moving and working, and something's always going on, and so that's the last category is action.
That sounds great. Cool. Is there anything else that people should know about the contest, or, you know, are there prizes, anything like that?
Yes, there are. So within the five categories, we will choose five photos, five winning photos from each category, and they'll each receive $100 in cash, and then the first photo in each category will win $250. Then the overall photo that wins the whole contest is going to receive $500, and this contest is going to be open until October 1st of this year. It's open right now. If people have internet and want to start submitting, they can go for it. But it's open until then, and then we're going to announce all the winners kind of around Pacific Marine Expo time is traditionally how we've done it, and then we'll have things on our social media sites and our website announcing that and where people can see all the winning photos.
Well, good luck to you this season.
Yep. Have a good one, Abby.